This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
A dramatic four-car crash on Highway 97 snarled traffic for hours and sent two people to the hospital.
Redmond Chamber and economic development leaders will make a big announcement today that may impact jobs in the area.
Thieves steal some very expensive new equipment at Smith Rock BMX.
And Bend police ID the body pulled from the Deschutes River last week.
These stories and more right now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
A dramatic four-car crash on Highway 97 snarled traffic for hours and sent two people to the hospital. Yesterday afternoon's head-on collision almost involved a Deschutes County Sheriff's patrol car. Deschutes County Sheriff's officials say it happened shortly after 4 on Highway 97 just north of O'Neill Highway near Redmond. Shortly after the crash, News Channel 21 spoke to Tracy Cooper with the Redmond Fire Department.
Typically, when we have somebody flown, that's an indicator that it can be pretty serious injuries. In those four vehicles, we had two injured persons. One was transported by medic. The second, just recently, was flown out by LifeLite.
The sheriff's deputy, who was almost struck, instead became a witness. Officials say it appears it was caused when 22-year-old Robert Lorenzen of Madras crossed over the center line and struck two vehicles head-on. Lorenzen had to be cut from his vehicle. He was taken by Life Flight to St. Charles Bend. Another driver, 57-year-old Clyde DeMoisey of Bend, was taken by ambulance. Both have non-life-threatening injuries.
Redmond Chamber and economic development leaders will make a big announcement today that will impact jobs in the region. City Chamber and EDCO leaders say they have an announcement this afternoon. A press release implies that reporters will be able to interview people from, quote, the company and talk with the mayor, city manager, chamber and local EDCO employees. A representative from the governor's office and WorkSource Oregon will also be at the news conference. We'll have details on this big announcement later today and a full report tomorrow morning on 1110. KBND.
Thieves make off with a very expensive and new racing gates at Smith Rock BMX track. Brian Phillips with Smith Rock BMX says this is a huge blow to the popular sport, as they had just raised $1,000 to purchase and install the gates, and they needed them for races coming up soon.
We are right in the middle of the season, and we are 10 days away from our Race for Life, which is the support that each track in the nation puts together for the Leukemia Foundation.
Phillips says he doesn't have a clue who could have taken the gates, but they knew what they were doing. They brought the tools needed to take them down and when no one was at the facility. He says there's a fund set up for the Smith Rock BMX donation account at Bank of the Cascades. If you have any information about the theft, please contact Deschutes County Sheriff's offices.
Bend police identify the body pulled from the Deschutes River last week. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Bend police have identified the body pulled from the Deschutes River last week. They say it is 46-year-old missing Bend woman Carol Ray. The autopsy was performed here in Deschutes County. Police officials say they still do not suspect foul play, but do have some further investigation to do before their final report is released. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.
Last August, the Forest Service said no to a planned volunteer trash pickup off China Hat Road near Bend. Spokesperson Jean Nelson-Dean says the difference between the current request and the one that was rejected is that those asking to do the cleanup gave the Forest Service more time. According to an article in the Bulletin, last August, a teen from Southern California was visiting Central Oregon and noted the trash. He quickly tried to rally a volunteer cleanup, but the request was denied because there wasn't enough time to organize a safety training for the volunteers. The reason safety training is needed is that sometimes hypodermic needles and other hazardous materials are left in the forest.
If this past three-day weekend is any indication, Smith Rock State Park could have a very busy season. Park Ranger Scott Brown says this is the busy time of year for the park because it's perfect weather for hiking, climbing, and biking.
We estimate on the busiest weekends, Memorial Day weekend, we're around 4,000 or 5,000 visitors for the day, per each day. But on a typical summer weekend, it would be less than that, probably half that.
So did you see that many visitors this past weekend?
Yeah, we believe that it was the busiest Memorial Day weekend in the last 10 years.
Smith Rock State Park is a world-renowned place for rock climbing, but it's also very popular for hiking and walking, especially when the weather is sunny but mild. Brown says it's a rugged area, so hikers need to bring in good shoes, plenty of water and sunscreen, and $5 for the day pass.
Gas prices are killing me.
Gas prices continued to increase last week, but they didn't skyrocket like some analysts had predicted.